Now, pancreatic cancer kills 22 people a day in the UK, but much of the funding in this country goes to breast, lung, or bowel cancer. While the disease is one of the hardest to diagnose, and doctors admit they still know comparatively little about it, it was the form of cancer which claimed Hollywood film star Patrick Swayze's life back in 2009. Well, now the charity Pancreatic Cancer Action is calling for more money to be given to research of this particular type of cancer, which affects 8,000 people in the UK. Ali Stunt is the charity's founder and is also a survivor of the disease. Ali, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if this is right or not, but whenever I talk to friends and family about pancreatic cancer, if you hear someone's got it, that your heart sinks because you know that that's one of the real big serious ones. Because by the time you find out you've got it, a lot of the time it's too late, isn't it?
Sadly, that is the case for the majority of patients, and only 10% of us are actually diagnosed in time for surgery to be an option, which is the only curative potential that we have. And myself, I had the surgery and followed up with chemotherapy, etc., which is the reason why I'm still here today. And with Pancreatic Cancer Action, I'm really determined that we have more people like me who are living with pancreatic cancer or beyond pancreatic cancer even.
Why is it so difficult to diagnose? What is it about it?
Well, I think it's the problem is the recognition that the symptoms that people experience are pancreatic cancer, and quite often they're dismissed by both doctors and patients as being nothing to worry about. And Pancreatic Cancer Action has just done a survey of patients, and we've seen that patients tell us that 50% of them told us their doctors dismissed their symptoms, but 60% of patients themselves dismissed their symptoms as being nothing to worry about. So we need to get those messages out about what symptoms there are for pancreatic cancer, and also with our GP and doctors e-learning modules that we've written with the charity, we hope to also educate medical professionals to be a little bit more aware too.
Well, let's take the chance and do that now. I have no idea what the symptoms would be.
Okay, well, in my case, I presented with upper back pain, so that my back pain was where a lady's bra strap is in the middle, and that was radiating round to the front. I had pain on eating, and I lost weight without trying. Now, other people may present also with upper abdominal pain, so if you think just underneath your rib cage, sometimes slightly to the right, and that pain can also radiate round to the back, and that pain can be quite gnawing rather than a stabbing pain. Some people get pain on eating, like I mentioned before. Some people get indigestion that doesn't respond to medication that their doctors have prescribed them.
Right.
Also, people may go yellow, so that's yellowing of the skin and the eyes, and that's because they have jaundice, because the tumour has caused a blockage in the bile duct, and sometimes people get itchy skin with that. And also changing bowel habit. We really need to be a little bit more aware about what is normal for us. So some people can present with very pale, very smelly stools that don't flush away easily. And if you have any of those symptoms that are not normal for you and are persisting, then you need to go to your GP and ask them about pancreatic cancer. And if you've already been to your GP, and your symptoms are persisting, even though you might have been prescribed some medication, keep going back. That's what I did, and that's why I was diagnosed in time for surgery.
Do we still need to do further research into this condition? I suppose all cancers are constantly being researched, are they?
Yes, but there's a big inequality in terms of where those research funds are going. So you've got the major cancers like breast and prostate and now lung that are receiving a significant proportion of the cancer research funds. Now, pancreatic cancer is the fifth leading cause of cancer death in the UK, and that's soon to overtake some other cancers with the rate that because of improvements with other cancers. And it only receives 1% of overall cancer research funding. So put that into context. In 2012, breast cancer received 42 million. Pancreatic cancer received only 5.2 million, which is just, I think it's dreadful that the disease that has got such a burden, 8,000 people a year are dying, as you said before, 22 people a day. And we really need to increase that level of funding, because doctors don't really know very much about this disease, and we don't have a simple test, which is what we're calling for, a simple blood test or a urine test or a saliva test that can be done easily and cheaply in a GP surgery to detect pancreatic cancer. That will make a difference to an awful lot of people from being diagnosed in time to have potentially curative surgery or not, and the not is significant for people. That means that their average prognosis on diagnosis is sadly only 4 to 6 months.
Ali, thank you. It's been very informative this morning and people will have learnt something. That's Ali Stunt from the charity Pancreatic Cancer Action.